that day. That's Monday, November the 28th. Now listen to me very carefully. You can dial in and receive personal ministry during that 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. There will be personal ministry. There will be men and women of God from around the world, even Apostle Clem. He will be in that prayer chamber from Lagos, Nigeria. Prophet Jeremy Butler of Rochester, New York. I tell you, the prophets and the apostles will be gathering on Miracle Prayer Day, November the 28th at 6 a.m. that morning until 6 p.m. Now, you know, Jesus told us in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, he said that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. You see, prayer can go where you can't go. Prayer can touch some things that you cannot touch with your physical hands. Yes, prayer can unlock some locks and you don't even have to have a key. Well, Peter will tell you, James Broadnax, let me testify today. And Peter will tell you how that he was locked and shackled down, hand and feet, in a jail cell. But the saints of God, they was praying, like we're going to be doing on Miracle Prayer Day, November the 28th. And they was praying. And as they was praying, God heard the prayer. You see, God answers prayer. And God dispatched an angel from heaven. That angel just appeared right there in that jail cell. Let me tell you, he didn't need a key. And when he appeared to Peter, he touched Peter and he said, get up, man. It's time to get up out of here. And I want you to know that Peter thought that he was in a dream. But I want you to know God had sent that angel because the saints was praying. And that is exactly what we are doing on Miracle Prayer Day. When I walk into that sanctuary here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive on Miracle Prayer Day, 6 a.m. that morning, we will be in that sanctuary. We will not leave until after 6 p.m. because the phone lines are going to be open. Facebook Live is going to be streaming. YouTube is going to be streaming. Our webpage is going to be streaming. It is absolutely going to be Miracle Prayer Day right here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, also our members and friends from Dallas and those from Houston, Texas, and those from around the world, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, South Florida, I'm talking Fort Lauderdale, Miami, West Palm Beach, we will all be gathering on Miracle Prayer Day. So write the number down, the same number that you dial into the prayer chamber, which is at 318-754-0001. On Miracle Prayer Day, I'm telling you, that is going to be the number that's going to open heaven into your life. From 6 a.m., you can start calling in. And throughout today, you hear different prophets and different apostles and different preachers will be ministering in the prayer chamber on Miracle Prayer Day. But some of us will be gathering in the sanctuary here at the Word of Faith, Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Listen to me very carefully. Peter got up, and when he jumped up, all of the shackles from his hands and his feet just fell off. And they began to walk up out of there. And they say every time they would get to a door, they didn't have to reach for the door. The door just opened after his own accord. And as they kept walking on out and got to the main gate of the city, and my God, Peter, he still thought he was in that dream. And the angel left him. And Peter said, I'm not dreaming. God then sent his angel and delivered me out of this situation. I'm telling you, child of God, prayer can go where you can't go. Prayer can touch what you can't touch. Prayer can open locks, and you don't even have to have a key. I have seen God through this prayer blessing ministry down through the years raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. As the old saints used to sing that song, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. Listen to me very carefully. Peter got to the main gate of the city. And my God, when that gate opened, Peter's, oh no, it's not a dream at all. God then delivered me. But you would think a man that's been locked behind prison bars, you know, and not knowing what's going to happen the next day, knowing that something is going to happen, they're probably going to behead him. But through all of that, when he got out, you would think he would want to go home to his wife, to his family. Oh, no. Peter went to where the saints was praying. He was drawn to where the prayer was going on at. And my God, when he got there, this is what prayer can do, you see. Don't let nobody fool you. Prayer can get it done. Prayer can do what you can't do. Dr. Munda Smith used to tell me as he worked with me, he said, Chief, he said, if prayer can't do it, it just can't be done. But I want you to know that Peter went there and knocked on that door. And as he was knocking on the door, a little girl named Rhoda looked out and said, my God, Peter is at the door knocking right now. And she didn't even open the door. She was so happy and so glad because she knew they had been praying for Peter. And then when she went and told the prayer warriors and the intercessors that Peter is at that door. They saw, Rhoda, you gone mad. And then they begin to think, well, they done killed him and that's his angel. But how many know Rhoda said, no, 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 that's not his angel. Peter is at that door and he's knocking right now. You see, let me tell you something here. The devil will try to tell you it's all over. You're at the end of your rope. Look at you. You're locked behind prison bars. Life is not going to get better for you. But let me tell you something. Don't let nobody fool you. God is a God, not only of a second chance. God is a God of many chances. So in other words, don't let them talk you out of believing for something better. You see, sometimes you just got to get around the right folk. Folk that believe that word of God. Folk that believe in miracles. Now, when you find folk that preach against the anointing, preach against miracles, and like God don't do that no more, and Jesus don't do that no more, listen, you better get away from them. Because I'm telling you, they are operating in the wrong Holy Ghost. No, they operating in the wrong spirit. You better hear me. Because if they are operating in the Holy Ghost, they know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, he the same Jesus, y'all. He the same Jesus that walked to the grave after man been dead for 4 days and calling by his name. Oh, glory to God. And the man stepped out of the grave wrapped in his grave clothes. And Jesus told him, now loose him and let him go. I'm talking about that same Jesus today, y'all. He ain't no used to do it, Jesus. No, he is a right now Jesus. And I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind, there are some of you, you're listening to me right now. You really need that touch from God. You need that healing touch. Doctor's report is not looking good. They trying to tell you, you're going to have to die with this. You're going to have to die with that. But I want you to know that the devil is a liar. There is another report. Whose report are you going to believe? Well, the report of the Lord says, I am the Lord, that God that healeth thee. The report of the Lord says in Psalms 107 and verse 20, God said, I sent my word, I healed them and delivered them from all of that destruction. Whose report are you going to believe? I believe the report of the Lord. And if somebody, you're listening to me right now, that blood pressure been out of whack. But I feel God is touching you right now, and it's low, and it's going to, it's going to regulate. That's what I hear. It's going to regulate. I feel somebody, your sugar has just been out of whack, but God's going to get in that blood. He's going to cleanse. He's going to purify that blood. God is going to blow the doctor's mind. Listen, you got to get ready to connect with this prayer miracle blessing ministry on November the 28th. Now, the doors will be open all day that day. You can come in and sit for a few minutes, and you'll be able to watch it on the big screen with other people from around the world, Lagos, Nigeria, and Florida, and New York. Many of the prophets and pastors will be right there in the sanctuary on that television screen. It will be live. I'm telling you, this is going to be a move of God on November the 28th, Miracle Prayer Day. Go to the webpage. You can find a lot of information there on the webpage at ApostleBroadnax.org. Listen, go to Facebook at Jim L. Broadnax. You can pull us up right there and keep up with what's going on with this ministry, James Broadnax Ministries. And you can pull us up right there on Facebook. But listen to me very carefully. I want you right now that need a miracle. You that need deliverance, you that need that text from God, and you need it now. Other words, you saying, Broadnax, I can't wait to miracle prayer day. I need a miracle this week. I want you to call me. I'm going to stay by the telephone for the next 35 or 40 minutes at this number right here, 318-466-2001. 318-466-2001. That little mother, if you're listening, you called me last week from Marksville, I believe it was, and I heard your voice message. You said, I'm trying to get Apostle Broadnax, and they're transferring me to another number. I need Apostle Broadnax to pray for me. Well, mother, if you're listening today, I'm by the telephone for the next 35 or 40 minutes. I want you to call me right now at that 318-466-2001. 318-466-2001. I may not know how to do a lot of things. I'm not a mechanic. I don't know how to work on a car. I know how to get somebody to put the shingles on the roof, but I don't know how to get up there and put the shingles on the roof. I'm not a plumber. There's things I don't know how to do, but there is one thing that I know that I know that I know I know how to do. I know how to pray. I know how to plug into the Holy Ghost and pray prayers that would release miracles and healing and blessings into your life. Listen, you want to call me now, right here at 318-466-2001. But I got to go. But I'm going to be by this telephone conducting spiritual warfare. You heard me right. That devil is going to take his hands off of your son, your daughter, your marriage, and your finances. Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this prayer room right now. Call me at 318-466-2001. I'm looking at the Spirit, and there's an individual right now. You're going to dial this number, and we're going to pray that prayer of faith, and you're going to experience the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give the utterance. Call me right now, 318-466-2001. I'm by the telephone. I'm ready to pray, and God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. Call me now.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now, let's go to the Word.
Stand for the reading of the words, Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44. Pastor started his teaching when he went to Matthew the first Sunday. The other Sunday, he said, Matthew 5, 42. He saw a verse for us. I said, look at that. See, I like it when the Holy Ghost speak. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I told me, see, that was the avenue to get